Okay, so we'll begin the practice of Yoga Nidra. So feel comfortable on the floor and just make any last minute adjustments now, just in terms of your body and your comfort. So get out any wiggles or itches, or I want you to be really comfortable here. Feel like you can put your body in such a position that you could remain totally still throughout the remainder of the practice. So I want you to begin just by putting your hand maybe on your belly. And feel the way that as you breathe in, the navel draws away from the spine. And as you breathe out, the belly drops back. Just feel the subtle rise and fall at the belly. And make the commitment as you deepen your sense of relaxation, just make the commitment that you will become incredibly relaxed, but you will remain awake. Incredibly relaxed, but a part of you aware. You're not falling asleep. And now feel the inhale and the exhale. And feel that with every single breath that you breathe, it's like you're peeling away another layer of the onion. Starting with the number 10, I want you to count backwards on your breath. So breathing inhale, breathing exhale 10. Breathing inhale, breathing exhale 9. And you'll continue to go back. Every number back, you relax more and more. So by the time you get to 0, you're just completely relaxed. Good. Feel the body completely at ease. And let your hand drift back down beside your body, palms face up. Feel the outer edges of the legs opening out wide a little bit. Now we'll begin the practice of Yoga Nidra by moving our awareness effortlessly throughout the body. So when you hear me call out a body part, just gently let your attention go there. You're not zoning in your focus. It's just a light drifting of the attention through the body. And the more relaxed you can be as you do this movement of awareness, the better. So bring your attention to the backs of the eyes. And at the backs of the eyes, I want you to visualize two tiny drops at the backs of the eyes of just the most lovely golden nectar you can imagine, like a honey that has intelligence. Golden drop, nectar, amrit. Backs of the eyes soften. Center of the forehead, golden drop. Back of the head, golden drop. Jaw. Upper lip, nectar, drop. Lower lip. Upper row of teeth. Lower row of teeth. Center of the brain. Throat, golden drop. Right shoulder, golden drop. Right elbow. Golden drop, right wrist. Palm of the hand. Golden drop, right thumb. This healing honey. Right pointer finger. Middle finger. Ring finger, pinky. Feel the whole right arm, the whole right arm, golden, intelligent honey. Left shoulder. Elbow. Wrist. Drop down, golden honey palm. Right left thumb. Left pointer finger. Middle. Ring finger. And pinky. Whole left arm, golden drop. Whole left arm. Both arms together. Center of the throat. Right collarbone. Right breast. Right side waist. Right hip. Golden, intelligent honey. Left hip. Left side waist. Left breast. Collarbone. Center of the navel. Golden light. Like a liquid presence. Healing honey. Navel. Right buttock. Reproductive organs. Right groin. Right thigh, golden light. Kneecap. Calf muscle. Right heel, golden drop. Sole of foot. Right big toe. Second toe. Third toe. Fourth, pinky toe, whole right foot, sole of the foot, golden light. Feel the whole right leg. you the whole right leg, golden honey, liquid intelligence. Left hip. Reproductive organs. Left groin. Left thigh, golden drop. Left knee. Calf muscle. Ankle. Heel. Golden drop, sole of the foot. Whole foot. Left big toe, golden drop. Second toe. Third. Fourth. Fifth. Whole left leg, drop down. Let go. Relax. Whole left leg, golden light. Liquid love. Both legs, golden light. Drop down. No more effort. No more trying. Feel the whole front of your body, golden electric light. Whole back of your body. Feel the whole body, golden drop. Relax, let go. Now bring your attention gently up to the space just in front of your forehead and eyes. Relax and simply be aware of that space looking out right in front of the forehead and eyes. And I'm just going to call out a color and have the intention that usually you'll just see this appear on the screen of the mind. See the color red. Have the intention of red. Turquoise blue. Neon hot pink. Ruby red. White like pearl. Green. See the color green. See the color gold. Glitter gold. Black. Now relax and simply look out onto that screen just like you would look out onto a movie screen in front of you. Please don't try to see anything on the screen. And the more you just relax and look out into that dark, empty space, that blank space, the more you begin to move into the realm of the subconscious, and the subconscious can now deeply unravel, freeing up your being for relaxation and ease in life. As you continue to relax and look out onto the screen, color or image or light or memory may just appear. Your job is to just remain unattached and let it rise and fall. The more relaxed you can be, the more that subconscious material will just bubble up. Again, we're not trying here, it's just happening. deepen the sense of ease, relaxation. Again, now in that dark, empty screen of the mind, I'm going to call out an image. And usually the image will just appear. Don't try. Just let it come to mind automatically. See in this space an endless sea at night. Endless sea. A desert at the sunrise. An elephant running. A yogi meditating. The sound of a choir. A small temple on a hill far away. This beautiful sunset. A flame. A flame. Now feel your body incredibly hot. Remember the feeling of hot. Cultivate a sense of being incredibly hot, like you were sitting by a blazing fire in the middle of the summer day. Cultivate a feeling of heat. Now cultivate a feeling of being cold, like you were outside on a freezing winter day in the snow, with nothing to cover you. Cultivate a feeling of intense cold. Now remember a feeling of pain. Cultivate a feeling of pain. Intensify, just for a moment, the feeling of pain. And now pleasure. Remember a pleasurable experience and cultivate this feeling of intense pleasure. Now let it all go and bring the awareness back to the forehead and eyes, nose. Now feel, you can bring your attention to the nostril, the right side, and feel your awareness draw in through the right as you breathe in and out through the left. And then the awareness draws in through the left and out through the right. I want you to count backwards from 27. So inhale right, 27. Exhale, left 27. Inhale, left 26. Exhale, right 26. And keep going back all the way until you reach zero. If you lose your way, it's okay. Just begin again at 27. Good. Now, wherever you are in the count, just let go. Drop your attention now down into the base of your spine. Bring your awareness down to where you think the base of the spine might be, or you may feel it. And here, as you anchor your attention, I want you to visualize yourself walking through a very dense tropical forest. There's so many branches and vines, it's hard to find your way. You can hear the sound of many birds and insects and animals. You begin slowly to continue along a pathway you're forging for yourself, not really sure where you're going. Not really sure where you will end up. See yourself making your way through this dense tropical forest. Keep your attention at the root. Eventually, as you continue through this forest, the path makes way into a clearing. You walk through this clearing in this dense forested area, and you find that you are at this base of a really beautiful river. You have this feeling like you may never have had before, that this river has something important to teach you, that you are a part of it, and it is a part of you. You are now at the river of life. Slowly, you make your way into its shallows, not really certain where it's taking you, but trusting that you can really have faith in this current of the river to carry you where you need to go. You lay back and let the river start to move you and carry you upwards. Feel your awareness draw into this Vadisthana chakra, this low, deep pelvis. Feel your awareness here as you float along this river, this wise one that's carrying you. And as you move into the second chakra of your body, this river, dense forest, clears and light shines down onto you in the river, shines right down into your pelvis, and you feel a sense of pleasure and ease, nurturance. The river continues to carry you upward, and you move your attention into the Manipura chakra, the space behind the navel. Again, the clearing opens and the sunlight shines down upon your body, floating along this river, and hits you in the navel, and you sense this really nice feeling of capacity and will and purpose. Again, the current continues to move you upward into the space of the heart, seeing yourself floating on the river. The trees clear and the sunlight drops down into the space of the heart, purifying the heart and emboldening in you the sense of joy and compassion. You continue upward, floating along this river. You meet the throat. The trees clear, the light drops down, shining into the throat, sensing this connectivity where your own will is now merging with divine will. Surrender in the throat. Still, the current, you on the river floating upwards, moves into the third eye, this midbrain, forehead shining with light, now sunlight down into the body. You're filled with this sense of knowingness, this space of command, intuition. Again, you're moving upward, upward, the body floating along this river of life, moving into the crown of the head. Feel your awareness at the crown. And there, just as all rivers must move into the ocean, you, floating along this river, meet this root where the river transforms into sea, and feel your head and feel your crown. Opening into the infinite one, the infinite sea. Like a thousand petals, it opens with a pinkish hue into this infinite ocean. You're boundless, formless, free. Now feel this infinite ocean pouring out of the crown, now reaching out through the crown and dropping back down your body like a little sweet personalized egg. Pinkish in hue, feel yourself surrounded by a rosy egg. Behind you, to your left and right, and in front of you, from the crown, feel this infinite sea enveloping you in this little nice sweet bubble, this perfect rosy colored egg. And for the last few moments of practice, feel that you can soak in this healing egg, this rose quartz light, permeating any part of you where love is required, where love has been forgotten. Soak in this infinite, loving, pinkish egg. Slowly begin to bring the attention back to the belly. Visualize here an almond-shaped flame anchoring you back into the center of the body. Feel this flame grounding you and stabilizing you back into the body. Acknowledge that you've been practicing yoga nidra. Begin to deepen your breath. Very, very slowly, you may want to start to just gently move the fingers, toes. Deepening the breath, perhaps starting to move the arms, legs. Just take your time. And we'll begin to just make our way very slowly back into the world. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete.